Hallelujah. Now, full-time ministry is God's ordained way for ministry. Yes. 1 Corinthians 9 verse 14. God, do you not know that they which minister about holy things live off the things of the temple, and they which wait at the altar are partakers with the altar? Even so, the Lord has ordained that they which preach the gospel should live off the gospel. Amen. Amen. So God has ordained, this is what God wants, that there will be people who live from the gospel. My work is to preach and to live out of the preaching. Not to live from a salary of a teacher, or the salary of a nurse, or the salary of a businessman, or the salary of a banker, and do the ministry. God's ordained. He says, God has ordained. I didn't ordain. The Lord has ordained. The Lord has ordained that they which preach the gospel should live off the gospel that they are preaching. That the gospel they are preaching should be the source of their living. That's God's ordained way. Don't be too big, oh. You know, those of you who grew up here in this part of the world, you see, all you've seen are lay pastors. Many of your pastors are just lay pastors. That's not God's ordained way. That is the sacrifice of a banker, or a sacrifice of a nurse, or the sacrifice of a teacher, to do something extra as an ordinary Christian. But real ministry, God has ordained that those who preach the gospel must live off the gospel. You know, when I became a pastor, I was ashamed of God's way. If somebody would give me an offering, I'd be ashamed. Oh, how? I remember one of my pastors, you know, somebody gave him a gift. He repackaged the gift and gave it back to the people. I told him, you don't do that. He was so proud to receive and to live off God's ordained way. Yes. Present sacrifices and seed and offering to the priests. So I'm used to getting my salary from the bank, you know, salary from the whatever, the government, you know, pays me and whatever. Blah, 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 blah. It's a completely different life. But that's God's way. It's a way also to make his priest humbly live in a certain way. Yes. God's way is for the pastor and the full-time minister to live out of the work that he is doing. You think I'm not working here as I'm giving lecture? You know, one day I tell you, I've been invited only once. A bank invited me to preach. Not preaching, to come and give a talk about leadership something. So I went. And that same day I had a crusade. I spoke 40 minutes. Then they sent me a check. Hey, when I saw that, I said, what? I just spoke for 30 minutes. Even the crusade, I preached longer. But you see, the bank know the value of my 30-minute speech. How much more standing here and speaking from morning to evening, morning to evening, morning to evening, morning to evening. You think it doesn't have a value? You don't know the value. You don't know the value. If the bank were to measure what we are being taught here and what we are being told, then you would see the cost and the value. So you don't know the value of things. That's why we have valuation as a course in school. Valuation, you learn how to be a valuer and how to be a quantity surveyor and how to value things. What's the worth of this building? How much does it cost? What is this thing valued at? What is it worth? Because you can't tell me what I'm worth. If somebody was to value my lectures and my teachings and my camps, you'll be surprised at the cost. God has ordained that they who preach the gospel should live off the gospel. Renew your mind and accept God's way And if God has called you, just say yes. Humble yourself. Throw off your proud clothes. This proud generation must throw off its pride and throw off the clothes of pride and accept God's will and God's way. This ministry is not something that needs to be done part-time. And even if you are going to earn 10% of your salary, that's a sacrifice. To go is to sacrifice. To serve is to sacrifice. There will never be service without sacrifice. Yes. William Booth, I'm quoting. Listen to what he said. Going meant suffering to Christ. It meant this to the apostles. They went to the world. This means going to scorn, to poverty, to stripes, to imprisonment, to death, cruel death. If you go, you will have to suffer. There is no other way of going. This is William Booth, the founder of Salvation Army. He said, there is no other way of going. Listen to William Booth. He said, one of the most common delusions is that people studiously avoid the suffering, pick and choose the sort of work that is agreeable to them, and persuade themselves that they are called to that specially, and reckon that they are going to the world. Suffering and saving people are terms of almost the same significance in the Christian career. If he suffers for Christ, he saves people. If he saves people, he suffers. These men suffered for Christ and saved people with a vengeance. If they had dodged the suffering, they would never have saved anyone at all. If they dodged the suffering, they would never have saved anyone. William Booth. You cannot dodge the suffering and save the world. You will never be a savior of any world if you are not prepared to go through the suffering that God wants you to go through. Grow up and know and accept the truth. Are you listening to me? Matthew chapter 10, verse 9. Every minister is worthy of his pay. Amen. If you are not wise as a serpent, you will discover that you cannot serve the Lord. You need God's wisdom. Matthew chapter 10 verse 9, it says, do not acquire gold or silver or copper for your money belts or a bag for your journey or even two tunics or sandals or a staff, for the worker is worthy of his support. So I am worthy of support. I am worthy for the work I'm doing. I'm worthy of it. If you ever take an offering for me, I am worthy of the offering that you are taking for me. That's what the Bible says. He says, I shouldn't bother to go and, like that lay pastor who went to buy cars, he went to buy this, he went to do hospital examinations, so many things. What he has forgotten is that he is worthy of the work he's going to do. He's worthy to earn something. Coming into ministry doesn't mean you are not worthy of anything. It doesn't mean, oh, you just preach, it's nothing. It's something great. What would you do without a church? Tell me. All Australia that you are in, what does it do for you? Is it not depression and stress and so many things? What will you do without God? Where will you be without God? Where would you be without the ministry? Where would you be if you didn't have a church to go to? It's easy to discount God and to discount his work. But when you see if it is not there, you will see what you will be shocked. If they say, no more church on Sunday, no one can get you watch and see. You even leave Australia immediately. Yeah. God said, don't take. I will provide. I will provide. And I see God providing for you. Amen. I said, I see God providing Amen. For you. Yes. God will take care of you. God will take care of you. God will send people to look after you. God will send whatever you need. God will miraculously provide. God will touch people's hearts. People will send to you and support you on the mission as you go out for Jesus Christ. God will supply your needs. You'll never be hungry as long as you live. I have never begged since I entered into the ministry. No. And I've never postured myself in a way for people to give me something. No. You are here. Oh, have I been so? Yeah. You know, one day somebody stood in church and he said, he was a pastor, and he said, you know, it was 31st night. And I don't even have any money, even to go home. Ah! He started crying. And people gave him money after. He said, listen, have you seen me doing that to you since you became the nurse? Have I made life to look sad and for you to make you give something? No, we don't do it that way. No. God will send people. God will touch their hearts. One of the first cards that I received, somebody sent it to me when I started in the ministry. Sent me a card. Spark. Pew, pew, pew. Toyota. Wow. I was rolling. I've been rolling throughout the ministry. I've never struggled for cars. Yes. Yes. Now the cars that I receive, I just pass it on. Yes. That's where I preach. On Sunday, my children brought me cows, goats, eggs, chicken. I have a farm now. You see, without even trying to have a farm. Wow. I went to see my pigs after church. I said, look at pigs. I've always wanted to have a pig farm. With cows. Suddenly I woke up in the morning, I was rich. Chicken, cows, pigs. Wow! A farm. You'll never be in need as you serve the Lord. Amen. Trust the Lord. He will touch people's hearts. You know, I had a dream one night. In the dream, I was walking like this. It was a winding road. Then suddenly, I came to a heap like this, a big heap. First, I thought it was a heap of stones. But when I got closer, it was not stones. It was a heap of gold coins. Hey! Baby, like this. Look, are you watching? Like this. So about like this. And you imagine, huge of gold coins. I was standing in front of it like that. Say, yeah. What am I going to do? And I said, Lord, I need to get a tipper truck to load this gold coin because God himself has provided. And the Lord said, no. Because, you know, instead of continuing my journey, I'm going to have to stay there for some time, make calls, organize a truck, so many things. So the Lord said, no, I should just pick a handful. Oh, that was the day I wish my hand was bigger. To pick just a handful like that. Hey! And put it in my pocket and keep moving. I said, and leave all these gold coins. And yes, you leave it. Why? He said to me, on the road I have called you, there are more of these heaps further down the road. You don't need to stay on this heap. There's more down the way. You keep walking, keep walking. Keep trusting me. Keep trusting me. And I just moved on. And I didn't stay at that heap. If I stayed at that heap, you wouldn't be seeing my face today. I wouldn't be preaching to you today. I wouldn't be writing any book. You wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be here. You know it. So many people are stuck at their first provision. God brought you to Australia, and maybe you are able to be here, and you are stuck. Where are those islands? Can I see them? Yeah. Kiribati is waiting. There's gold coins in Kiribati, French Polynesia, Marshall Islands, American Samoa, American. Marshall Islands, American Samoa. Ah, I didn't see this one. Nauru. Nauru. Not Nairobi, Nauru. Beautiful. All these islands, we are going there. We are going. Heaven knows how we are going. We know we will. We'll get there. Heaven knows how we will get. We know we will.
It will be hard,
we know. And the road will be muddy and rough, but we'll get there. Heaven knows how we will get there. We know we will. We are going, come on.
We are going.
Heaven knows
where we are going.
We know we will.
We will
get there. Heaven knows how we will get there. We know we will.
It will be hard, we know.
It will be hard.
The more the road will be muddy.
Road will be muddy and rough, but we'll get there. Heaven knows how we will get there. We know we will.
It will be hard, we know.
It will be hard, we know.
And the road.
And the road will be muddy and rough, but we'll get there. Heaven knows how we will get there. We know we will.
You know, I was thinking that if God was to bless me, that I will one day land on each of these islands to see a church there. I think I'll be the richest man on the world. In the world. To arrive on each of these islands. That where am I going? Somebody asked me, where are you going? I said, I'm going to Guam. I said, what is Guam? What is Guam? So, where are you going? From there, I'm going to Kiribati. Hey! I feel like I'm in heaven, I tell you. Someone said, where are you going? I'm saying, I'm going to Tokelau. So where are you going? I'm going to Solomon Island. Hey! What are you going to do there? Do you have any investment? I don't have a church. I have one of my children who went to build the church of God there. Somebody in full-time ministry, all out, giving himself wholly to the Lord. Wow. Wow. You see, these places are what we call the ends of the world, the ends of the earth. There's a song we like singing, to the ends of the earth. Yes.
Jesus, I believe in you, and I will go to the
ends of the earth, to the ends of the earth. For you,
Lord, are the Son of God, and all the world will see you are God. You are God. Jesus,
I believe in you. And I will go to the ends of the earth, to the ends of the earth.
For you,
Lord,
are the Son of God, and all the world will see. You are
God.
You are.
You are God. Love unfailing, overtaking. Take me in, finding peace again. Fear is lost in all you are. Oh, and I will give the world to tell the story.
I will give the world to tell the story.
I know that you've called me.
Oh, you called me.
I know that you've called me.
Oh, Jesus.
I've lost myself for good within your promise, and I won't hide it.
I won't hide it.
I won't. Jesus, I believe in you, and I will go to the ends of the earth, to the ends of the
earth. For you alone,
you alone are the Son of God. All the world will see you are God.
You are God.
You are God.
Jesus,
Jesus, I believe in you.
You take me in.
Take me in. Finding peace again.
Fear is lost.
Fear is lost.
Fear is lost.
God, you are.
Oh,
oh, oh, oh, and I'll get the world to tell the story.
Would you give the world to tell the story?
Oh, you've called me.
You called me Jesus.
Oh, that
I won't hide it anymore.
I won't hide my gift.
I'm not
Jesus. Jesus, I believe in you. And I will go to the ends of the earth. To the ends of the earth.
For you.
For you.
Alone,
I'm the Son of God. The world will see you are God, you are God, you are God.
For the last time, Jesus,
Jesus,
I believe.
Jesus, I
believe in you. I will go
to the ends of the earth,
to the ends of the earth. For you, the Lord, I'm the Son of God,
and all the world will see.
Lift your hands. Father, thank you. We will give the world, Lord. Lord, to see your word preached, Lord, to the ends of the earth. You alone are Lord. We have decided not to be afraid. We have decided to go to the ends, to the last island. No island will be left out, Lord. We give you an island as a gift, Lord. Because you've been kind to us, Lord. You saved us, Lord. You showed us mercy, Lord. You forgave us, Lord. You saved us, Lord. You called us, Lord. We will do something for you, Lord. We'll come back to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Take our lives, Lord. Take our lives. Take our lives. Lord, we see the ends of the earth here. The last part of the world. Thank you. We'll be part of those that go to the ends of the earth. Nowhere is too far. No city shall be too strong. Nowhere is too small. We love you, Jesus. Thank you that our one talent can be used. One talent can be used. Our one talent will be used. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.